Liszt's colleagues, other professional musicians, had mixed feelings towards the great one. The famed conductor Hermann Levy, a friend of both Johannes Brahms and Richard Wagner, now there's a delicate balancing act, said that Liszt was, and I quote, a talented humbug, unquote. Generally, other musicians were awed by Liszt the pianist, but rather less impressed by Liszt the composer and appalled by Liszt the show person. Felix Mendelssohn, a prissy man of extraordinary talent and refinement, hated Liszt's music and was disgusted by his ego and stage persona, but was awed by his piano playing, saying that Liszt played with, and I quote Mendelssohn, a degree of virtuosity and complete finger independence and a thoroughly musical feeling that can scarcely be equaled. In a word, I have heard no performer whose musical perceptions so extend to the very tips of his fingers, unquote. Clara Schumann, one of the great pianists of the day, likewise had feelings so mixed about Liszt that to read her comments about him today would seem almost to indicate that she had multiple personalities. On one hand, she wrote, quote, Liszt plays at sight what we toil over and at the end get nowhere with. Besides Liszt, other virtuosos appear so small, unquote. Oh, I would tell you that one of Liszt's favorite games was to put a handwritten manuscript of an unknown and unheard orchestra score, that is a full orchestral score, one that he, Liszt, had never seen, upside down on the piano, and then sight read the piece with total accuracy and musicality, all the while providing a running commentary on what he was playing, what he liked, what he didn't like, what worked, and so forth and so on. Even the most hardened professionals could only shake their heads in disbelief. No one before or since has ever been able to do that. Back to Clara Schumann. After attending a concert given by Liszt in December of 1841, Clara wrote, and I quote, as a performer, his concert absolutely astounded me. The bravado, the pleasures with which he played was unique, unquote. On the other hand, Clara detested Liszt music and all the bravura and emotional excess it represented, describing his piano music as, quote, a chaos of the worst dissonances with an endless murmuring in the deepest bass and the highest treble at the same time, boring introductions, etc. I could almost hate him as a composer, unquote. And on the third hand, if such a thing is indeed possible, certainly many who heard Liszt play would have sworn it was so, on the third hand, Clara clearly disapproved of Liszt's rock star lifestyle, even as she admired, rightly and fairly, his extraordinary generosity and kindness. She wrote in her diary, quote, of Liszt himself, there was not much to be seen at the supper after the concert, since two women had attached themselves to him. I am convinced that the reason Liszt displays such arrogance at times is really the fault of the women, because they pay court to him everywhere in a way that is intolerable to me and that I also find highly improper. I venerate him too, but even veneration must have its limit. He strikes me as a spoiled child, good-natured, tyrannical, amiable, arrogant, noble, and generous, often hard on others, a strange mix of characters, unquote. You know, one suspects in these words that dear, upright, loyal little Clara might have been more than a little attracted to Liszt herself. Certainly, the effect Liszt had on women was, by any standard, extraordinary. We'll talk more about this in the body of the biography, because Liszt's relationships with women truly shaped much, if not most, of his adult life. The poet Heinrich Heine attempted to describe the hysteria among women that Liszt provoked in the concert hall. Heine spoke of, and I quote, magnetism and electricity, of contagion in a sultry hall filled with innumerable wax lights and some hundred perfumed and perspiring people, of histrionic epilepsy, of musical aphrodisiacs, and other unmentionable matters, unquote. And it wasn't just the ladies that went wild and crazy for the Listmeister. Even seasoned critics, who, along with prison guards and taxi drivers, are perhaps the most hardened professionals on the planet. Even seasoned critics were shaken to their core by Liszt's playing and stage persona. For example, the Russian critic Yuri Arnold heard Liszt perform in St. Petersburg. He wrote, and I quote,